Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Dwayne Lehman here with a little daily dose of polyamory for Polyamory School, the podcast. Hope you guys are having an absolutely wonderful week. It is Tuesday, February 13th, and Valentine's Day is coming up. Now, this weekend, this past weekend that just passed, I went out with a partner for the entire weekend. Had an absolutely wonderful time. Got to get some really good food. Got to go to the local hotspot dance club, gay bar, Grand Central. Had an absolutely wonderful time with the lovely queens there. Shout out to Anastasia. It was nice talking to you, and I hope you enjoyed the cigarette. I am quitting, though, so you may not be able to bum any more off of me in the future. I wanted to talk to everyone today about your plans for Valentine's Day. Now, this week, Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday. Now, that's not super great for basically anybody. So you've either done your Valentine's, sort of like I did this past weekend, or you're planning your Valentine's maybe for this upcoming weekend, Valentine's weekend following. Maybe you're going to do flowers and chocolates on Wednesday, and then take someone out Friday, take your other partner out Saturday, take your third partner out Sunday. That may be your plans. What I wanted to kind of just go over with you guys today is an article I'm working on for our Medium page of Polyamory School about going on adventures with your partners. This past weekend was completely unplanned. And as I say, so goes the date, so goes the bedroom. That's not 100% true, but I almost always know if the date doesn't normally go well, the bedroom isn't going to go well either. And that's usually if you are enjoying activities for somebody that you are interested in, if you are not quite, I won't go as far as saying sapiosexual, but if you are somebody who really does enjoy being with a partner who you do enjoy, then the date is really setting the groundwork for what's going to happen later in the evening. And so one of the most important things you can have in the bedroom to keep a hot, spicy love life, and this is true monogamy, polyamory, any of that, is novelty. Now, what novelty comes down to, you know, we can say things like being a little ingenious, being a little creative, being a little imaginative, but novelty, what it really is a sense of adventure within safety. Jumping off a cliff without a rope or a parachute is not novelty. That's crazy. And so when I say dating with adventure, what I'm meaning is dating with novelty. So let me cover what I did this weekend. Ran a few errands with my partner because we both had a few things to do. Had a lot of conversation, so sort of building the base of this recipe for a good weekend. We hadn't seen each other for a couple weeks because of illnesses and such, and just life being busy. And then we go from there to trying to find something interesting to do. And a few ideas were thrown out there. The number one idea that was finally settled upon was there are some really cool events. There's a Love is in the Air event at the local gay bar. Both of us are bisexual, so we're not crashing. Though you're free to crash, you're free to come as an ally. Just we'll talk about observing rules at a gay bar if you are a straight person later on. However, they had a pretty neat theme. Wear red if you're single, wear pink if you're taken, and wear white if you are gung-ho and open. And of course, we wore mostly white and inviting with some red tones as well. But that was the first part of the date. So let's talk about the second part of the date. Now, for the second part of our day in adventure, what we were shooting for was, something fun. And so, as the night wore on, my mind was already going to this second part. And of course, there's the dancing and the drinking and the socializing, and that was fun. That may not be your cup of tea, but that's our cup of tea. And for the second part of the date, I was kind of perplexed. It's rainy, it's still kind of cold, it's warm enough to get outside with a light jacket, but it's just not great outside. So, taking a long walk or doing something a little less physical, after having a very physical night, very demanding night when you're out dancing all night and drinking. So for the next day, we decided to go to a museum. And so, as you can see here, there's a lot of play in the direction you can go. Going to an art museum to look at 17th through 18th century art is not exactly on the same level as going to a special DJ night at the local gay dance club. They're just not. Those are just two totally separate things. But what we wanted to introduce and keep was this sense of novelty, that there was always this sense of discovery. There was always a sense of exploring and feeling the other person out, to see how the other person reacts in a different situation, acts in a different situation, how they interact with you in certain situations, especially in social situations. And you can learn a lot about a person by how they interact with other people in other situations. And so that's really what you want to sort of focus on. So when you're looking for things to do either this Wednesday on Valentine's Day or this upcoming holiday, you really want to keep a strong focus on novelty. Make sure you introduce novelty. It's okay to have a few traditional things. It's okay to keep the hearts and the chocolates and all those things and little teddy bears and whatever the person happens to be into. That's fine to do those things. But just because you get a dozen red roses and a box of cordial cherry-filled chocolates does not make you a Valentine success in most partners' eyes. Just as if getting a bland birthday card and a birthday cake on your birthday is fine, and some people certainly look forward to it. I personally absolutely love getting my cake and card on my birthday. However, for a lot of people, you're looking for a sign that the other person knows you or wants to introduce you or takes an interest in you or is focused in some way on you. And the only real way to do that is to introduce novelty. And of course, do novelty through what the other person is into, what you're into. Don't go outside your own bounds. And that's where you're really going to find that sweet spot of a successful date, especially with an established partner, especially if you've been with this partner for a long time. Keeping the novelty going later on pays off more than the beginning. In the beginning, everything is novel. In the beginning, everything, it just happens to be novel because it's all new. Even if you go for a cheeseburger at McDonald's, it's still a new person, regardless of what you're doing. Later on, that novelty really pays off. And if you want long-term relationships, keep that novelty going. Anyways, that's my time for today. I'm Dwayne Lehman. This is the Polyamory School podcast on Anchor. If you download the Anchor app, you can click the call-in button, ask me questions, leave me a little message. I will respond and try to answer any question as best as I can in under 5 minutes. I will check you guys out later. Have an absolutely wonderful week, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.